Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
We turn our attention now to the environment and say a very good morning to John Richards. Top of the morning, John.
Top of the morning to you. Yeah, great. Yes. Now, pay attention, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about water. I can see the expression on your face changing. No, sorry. I'd like to take your mind off it, but perhaps we can approach from the less anxiety-provoking angle by considering some of the many solutions and interventions being talked about by everybody. I won't be asking you to consider yet another way of conserving every drop. There are unlimited sources of that information, and I'm sure you're doing what you can. So I thought I would look at the bigger picture, and I learned a lot. So here goes. First, and in fact last, what about alternative sources of water? If you haven't heard the one about towing an iceberg, then you are either very fortunate or from another planet. Or from Abu Dhabi, which is probably the same. The Emirate of Abu Dhabi is far advanced along the iceberg towing route and hope to get underway with initial trials this year. The costs are not of much concern when you have oil and don't have to worry about money, but the concept is certainly viable. In fact, very small icebergs, are regularly towed out of the way of oil exploration rigs in the far northern oceans. But they are not melted down to provide fresh water for the oil rig workers. No one, not even in Abu Dhabi, has looked seriously at costs. My guess is they're pretty high. Then there's treatment of effluent, water that's passed through the system. It was recently fresh water, even potable. You can get it back to potable, or near potable, so it's the cost of treatment which isn't too different from treating water out of the rivers and dams. It's being done, it costs, but the cost is not too bad. The elephant in the room is desalination. Now, we are close to the sea, and the cost of pumping seawater is not an issue. So that leaves the cost of desalination itself. The use of reverse osmosis method is preferred, and the Israelis have improved and developed the process. It needs a lot of energy to force the water at pressure through the osmosis membranes. A new desalination plant using all these high-tech features is providing 20% of the water consumed by the country's households. Built for the Israeli government by Israel Desalination Enterprises, or IDE Technologies, it cost around $500 million. Thanks to a series of engineering and materials advances, however, it produces clean water from the sea cheaply and at a scale never before achieved. The new plant in Israel is called Sorek. It was finished in late 2013, but it's now just ramping up to its full capacity, producing 627 million litres of water daily, providing evidence that such large desalination facilities are practical. Indeed, desalinated seawater is now a mainstay of the Israeli water supply. In 2004, the country relied entirely on groundwater and rain. It now has a number of seawater desalination plants running, Sorek the largest, and by late last year, about 50% of the country's water was provided from desalination. Israel and Jordan have entered into cooperation agreements on water recycling and desalination, and large-scale water projects are benefiting Israeli and Jordanian agriculture. Israel has offered to share its expertise with South Africa, but I shan't insult your intelligence by explaining why the offer was rejected. Veolia, one of the leading water treatment and desalination companies in South Africa, point out some of the cost implications for small-scale and large-scale desalination and are upfront and honest in their advice as far as I can determine. It's an economy of scale no-brainer to realize that small-scale desalination plants are less cost-effective than large plants. Veolia have built a number of desalination plants along the coast, including the country's biggest one in Mossel Bay. A respected think tank, the Water Reuse Association, has done a most wide-ranging examination of technologies and costs. They come down definitively on RO, reverse osmosis desalination, as the BAT, the best available technology, which is endorsed by the Environmental Protection Agency of the United States and a number of governments worldwide. It's all in their very interesting blog, and you can access their research on www.whitepapers@waterreuse.org. That's the Water Reuse Association. There's so much to think about. I've only just mentioned the main points. What, for instance, happens to the very salt-rich brine that desalination produces, and what should be done with that? Sorry, we're out of time, but I hope you're not anxious about the crisis. We'll be okay.
Oh, those reassuring words. Thanks very much there from John Richards. And that edition of Being Green, very, very interesting stuff. And if you'd like to listen to Being Green again, you can do so by going to our webpage, www.fmr.co.za, click on podcasts and look for Being Green. And this morning's edition will be up in a couple of hours and you can listen to it again.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax, above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get REMAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At REMAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. REMAX. Above the crowd.